Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Greg Sullivan back on the show. Greg is a longtime, 17-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. We first met him when he was the 2000 Entrepreneur of the Year, the National Award winner from the SBA, and boy, he's done a great job before and since. He's now the CEO and Chief Technical Officer at Global Velocity. He's become one of the great experts in the world on cybersecurity. And he's our good friend, Greg Sullivan. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks. You know, I got that award when I was 12 years old.
I know. I know, and I was only 16. I remember.
That's right.
Hey,
that's exactly right.
Cybersecurity is something that I've been covering for a long, long time, ever since we started doing cyber stuff. But I've been ramping up a lot lately, and I'm going to be doing more. I've made a commitment, folks. I learned some things this last week. And while I was doing some traveling around the country, met some people. And Greg, I learned some things that made me intend to redouble my efforts in helping my audience understand what's going on out there. And you're part of that plan. We appreciate your time here. Tell us what you see when you look out across the landscape out there in terms of cybersecurity. We're getting scary things like when the CEO of McAfee says there is no more cybersecurity. You know, you're basically we can't stop people. What are you seeing out there?
Well, Jim, we're not seeing a lot of cybersecurity. What we're seeing is a lot of cybercrime.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons the cyber criminals are so successful is because our businesses in this country aren't doing enough to secure ourselves. So it's unfortunately the situation. We have to do more. The good news is it's possible to do more at reasonable prices these days. And we just have to quit making it so easy for them. That's the bottom line.
So if a bad guy, there are two different scenarios, it seems to me. You got the government, you got Clinton's server, you got Trump's server, you got the DNC server, you got the NSA servers. Those are high value targets. Can the bad guys actually be kept out of those? Could they do enough to keep the bad guys out of those?
No, not really.
The bad guys can get in there if they want. Go ahead.
Yeah, they can get in. They can get in where they want, Jim. But a common misconception that many people have is that their data is not valuable enough for a cyber criminal to try to take it, and that's
right.
Just wrong.
Well, that's the second.
They take everything.
That's the second thing that I want to talk about is that the first one is the high value targets that they probably can't stop. Then you get down to our level where we think we're not important enough for people but we've been talking for I've been saying to my audience with you and with others for a long time that the bad guys are coming down market, aren't they?
Well, they've been down market for a long time and keep in mind they're in business too, right? So they're gonna get the data that has the most value that they can obtain at the lowest cost, just like you would do in your business. So,
but if NSA and the other guys can't keep them out and they're going down market, how can we do that?
Well, there are things that we can all do to make it harder for them to do business in our shop, and that's what we have to do. We have to drive up their cost of doing business in our shop. It's all economics, and you've got to think about it that way.
So when we think about what they're doing as they come down market, I mean, they're willing to assign a team of smart people and give them the assignment to break into NSA and give me a report every day, every week. But when it comes to down market, They're automating that, aren't they?
It's completely automated. The business about penetrating networks is automated. The business about exfiltrating data is automated. The business about determining the value of that data and its usefulness to them comes later. They're not picking targets by the value of the perceived value of the data. They're picking targets by the ease with which they can get access.
So you're saying, as we wrap up this segment, you're saying that if they want in, they can get in our stuff, but we have an ability to protect ourselves against their automated systems.
That's correct.
Okay, hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, please. Greg, I need your website.
www.globalvelocity.com.
Globalvelocity.com. Check it out, folks. Quick break, 20 till. More to come after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.